Began early yesterday and has been coming down steadily all day. The latest Weather Bureau prediction calls for still more snow throughout the night, with accumulations topping 30 inches. The storm began
Wow, Jenny, that's a lot of snow.
That's as much snow as we had in the blizzard of 1932, isn't it, Louise?
I wouldn't know. I'm not that old.
You could have fooled me.
The mayor, meanwhile, has met the crisis by suspending alternate side of the street parking and garbage removal operations.
Well, that's one way to beat the snow. Bury it under garbage and hide it behind parked cars.
Mrs. Jefferson, I'm getting worried about Lionel. He should have been here by now.
Oh, I'm sure he's okay. It's George I'm worried about. He's driving around in that mess.
Don't worry. George loves the snow. Why, when he was 7 years old, he earned money shoveling snow off of stoops.
And he's been giving people snow jobs ever since.
Shame on you, Louise.
I was only joking.
Well, George is nothing to joke about.
You can say that again.
Oh, Lionel!
Hi. Is Pop home yet?
No, he isn't.
Good.
What?
I mean, goodbye. Come on, Jenny, we're going to the movies.
Well, not in this snow, we're not.
Your grandmother was saying it's the worst storm she's seen since the blizzard of 88.
I never said anything like that. The blizzard of 88. Well, I wasn't even born then.
You could have fooled me.
Come on, Jenny, let's go.
Kidding, we'd be frozen by the time we got there.
Yeah, but think of the fun we'll have thawing each other out.
We're not going to the movies.
Okay. Look, let's go to the kitchen. I gotta talk to you.
Well, all right, but you're not gonna talk me into going to the movie.
He's gonna wind up just like his father, Henpecked.
Jenny, we gotta get out of here before Pop gets home.
What's wrong?
You know our white panel truck?
Yeah, the brand new one your father doesn't want you to drive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I drove it this morning, and it's not so brand new anymore.
Oh, how much did it age?
One front fender and a parking light. They sort of got bashed in.
Oh, and you're afraid your father sort of bash you in?
Only for openers. Then he'll really get violent.
All right, now, tell me how it happened.
Well, I was trying to get into this real tight parking space, and I was having a lot of trouble. But then this brother comes along, and he takes a look and said, "Hey, man, you're clear. Give it the gas." So I gave it the gas, and crash! Then he says to me, "What'd you do that for?"
Well, that was a dumb question.
That's what I told him. Turns out he thought I was trying to pull out. I said, "No, man, I'm trying to park."
Well, what did he say to that?
He said, "You'll never make it." I walked away. No, it's not funny.
Yes, it is.
Well, not to me. That fender's got a dent in it the size of a watermelon.
Well, how come your father hasn't noticed that?
Because I piled some garbage cans to hide the fender. See, I figured I'd get my gypsy friend Petrolingo to fix it overnight.
That's not going to do any good. Your father's out driving that truck right now.
He is? Well, then he's probably seen it. I got to get out of here.
Hey, look, listen. You're gonna have to tell him sooner or later.
Later's a lot better than sooner. It'll give him a chance to calm down.
Well, all right. I just hope you know what you're doing.
I'm doing it for my father's sake, to save him from getting that headache.
What headache?
The one he's going to get when he hits the roof. Let's go.
Well, see you later. On our way to the movies.
But you said you didn't want to go out in this weather.
I know, but Lionel convinced me it's good for his health.
Huh? It's a fact, Ma. Staying indoors too much can hurt you. Tell Pop not to wait up for me.
He never does.
Then tell him to keep up the good work.
Young people, you never know what they're going to do from one minute to the next. The way they're brought up nowadays.
Oh, come on. When you was young, didn't you do crazy things with your husband?
No, I was afraid to.
Afraid of what?
My mother-in-law. William's mother, may she rest in peace, was always criticizing me. Nothing I did was right. You don't know how lucky you are not to have a mother.
You're right. I don't know.
Louise, were you going to the kitchen?
No.
Oh.
Why? Did you want something?
No, only if you were going to the kitchen.
And suppose I was going?
Then I was going to ask you to get me a nice hot cup of tea.
Oh. All right.
Oh, I don't want to put you out. Believe me, I don't want to put you out.
I wish I could say the same.
What did you say?
Oh, I said I'm glad you came.
Oh, thank you, Louise.
Louise! Oh, George, I'm so glad to see you. I was worried about you.
Something terrible happened. Something terrible.
What?
I had an accident.
An accident? What happened?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, when I went back, there was nothing there.
What are you talking about?
I think I hit somebody.
Oh, my God! How is he? Is he hurt?
I don't know. I never saw him.
Let me get this straight. You hit somebody who wasn't there?
Right.
Oh, George.
Look, but I must have hit somebody. My parking light is busted, and there's a dent in my fender the size of a watermelon.
Maybe that's what you hit, a watermelon.
But this ain't no time for your corny jokes.
Why don't you get George a drink? And while she's doing that, you can tell Mama how you hit the watermelon.
It wasn't no watermelon, I tell you. I hit somebody.
That's all right, whatever you say,
Would you stop that? I just ran over somebody.
Somebody you didn't see.
Can't see nothing in that storm out there. Driving tonight was murder. Why'd I pick that word?
Now, George, look,
this is terrible driving out there, Weezy. I'm telling you, it was like going one-on-one against Kareem Jabbar. Cars were slipping and sliding and skidding, and my van was doing more moves than the hula dancer. At some place, I think it was Columbus Avenue, I felt this bump, you know, but I didn't pay no mind. I just kept driving. Then I started thinking maybe I hit somebody. So I made a right turn, went back where I felt the bump, and there was nothing there.
Well, there you are.
No, there I ain't. I ain't sure if I went back to the right spot. Whoever it was could have been laying a block away bleeding to death.
Okay, George. You've got a dent in your fender. Why are you so sure you hit somebody? Maybe it was something.
Huh?
Well, it could have been a garbage can covered with snow or one of those Con Edison barriers. You know, the kind that reads, "We are digging another hole for New York."
Yeah, it could have been.
George, you listen to Louise. She knows what she's talking about. You know, George always did let his imagination run away with him. You know, I remember when he was just 7 years old, he scared us half to death.
How?
Well, my Aunt Mildred was visiting with us, and she had to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. Well, we were living in a railroad flat, and she had to go through George's bedroom to get there. Well, sir, he woke up in the dark, and all he could see was that white nightgown. And he started screaming, The Klan is here.
And then Papa came running into the room with a baseball bat saying, wah, wah. And when he found out the Klan was Aunt Mildred, I thought he was going to rock me to sleep with the bat.
And your imagination is still going strong, George.
Yeah, I guess maybe you're right. Maybe I didn't even hit anything. Maybe somebody backed into me.
Come on, George, don't get carried away.
Well, that's what I'm going to tell the insurance company. I got to make some money out of this deal.
What?
Look, just let me handle it, okay? Get me another drink.
You'd better come with me and drink some hot coffee before you talk to that insurance man. And I'll get your tea, Mother Jefferson.
Oh, never mind. I'll get it myself.
You ain't got to do that, Mama. Wheezy loves doing things for you.
Oh, I want to do my stay. Since I'm going to be here for the duration.
Well, in that case, we'd better find out how long the duration is going to be.
With the Weather Bureau figures now revised upward to 36 inches. And here's a late-breaking story. One of Gangland's reputed top chieftains, Louis the Axe Arnold, was the victim of a hit-and-run driver on Columbus Avenue tonight. Mr. Arnold suffered a broken leg and is reported in satisfactory condition at Roosevelt Hospital. Police are looking for a late-model white van, which lost a parking light at the scene of the accident.
I'm telling you, Mama, I'm the driver to hit that guy.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
How do you know?
You're my son, aren't you?
What's that got to do with it?
That proves it wasn't you. No son of mine would ever do a thing like that.
Oh, George, I'm sorry. You really did have an accident.
No, he didn't. Did the man on the radio say George was the driver?
No, but...
See? He knows you didn't do it, too.
But it sounds like it was George. That could be how he got the dent in his fender. You've got to call the police, George.
Yeah, you're right, Wheezy.
No, George. I'm an old lady, and if you go to jail, I'll never see you again.
You're right, Mama.
George, they won't send you to jail.
You're right, Wheezy. It was an accident.
Remember who it happened to, George Louis the Axe.
George, why aren't you calling?
You heard, Mama. Louis the Axe Arnold.
Well, what's the difference between him and anybody else?
The Axe.
So he's a criminal.
No, not just a criminal. Didn't you hear the radio? He's a gang boss. Mafia. You were right about me not going to jail. I won't live long enough to go to jail.
Oh, come on, George. Even people like that understand that accidents happen.
Sure they do, because they make them happen to other people.
George, you've got to forget who this man is and call the police.
That man is a gangster, Louise. George is a good, honest man. Why should he suffer because of someone like that?
Yeah, and it ain't just for me, Wheezy. I'm thinking of you and Lionel, too.
Then really think of Lionel. How's he gonna feel when he knows his father hit and ran?
He's gonna feel fine because he ain't gonna know nothing. Nobody's gonna know nothing, especially Louis the Axe. You hear what the radio said? He's only injured.
Only injured?
Yeah, that'll make him madder than if he was dead.
All right. But suppose the police trace the van to you anyway. Then you'll really be a criminal for not reporting it.
Yeah, you're right. I never thought of that. Thanks, Wheezy.
Well, I'm glad you... Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going?
I'm going to do what Louis the Axe would have done if he'd have hit me.
Huh?
Get an alibi.
I hope he's not going to do something stupid.
Of course not. He's going to do what they do on Columbo. The crooks always have an alibi to fool Peter Falk.
That's true. But Peter Falk always catches them in the end.
I never watch the end.
Bentley? Is that you? Oh, yeah, it's you.
Mr. Jefferson, do you mind if we talk out here in the corridor?
Sure. You going out?
No, I'm staying in. That's why I'm wearing all these clothes. It is freezing in my apartment. Something's gone wrong with the heating. Oh, it's much warmer out here.
Well, you can come in my apartment if you want.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm waiting for the maintenance man to come and take a look at the heating. It only goes on when the weather's hot. Do you think they could have put the system in backwards?
Maybe you're facing the wrong way when you turn your thermostat.
I never thought of that.
You know, all of this cold has affected your hearing.
What?
See?
No, no, I heard you perfectly. I just didn't understand you.
Oh, well, you didn't answer your door when I rang your bell early this afternoon.
You rang my bell?
4:30, at 5:30, and at 6:30, on the dot.
Really? And I never answered?
Nope. You didn't answer when I rang at 4:30. You didn't answer when I rang again at 5:30. And you didn't answer when I rang at 6:30.
You're right.
Good. I'm glad you remember, too.
I say, I'm frightfully sorry. What did you want?
Huh? Oh, yeah, you know, Ralph the doorman. Well, he needs this big job done on his teeth, you know, and he doesn't have any dough. So I've been taking up a collection for him.
Oh, what a splendid idea.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than a gummy doorman.
Yes. Yeah, let me give you $10 towards the collection.
Oh, no, I don't need it now. I've collected enough money. In fact, that's what I was doing all afternoon. I collected $200.
But I insist. It's the least I can do after not answering the door when you rang.
Oh, you mean at 4:30, at 5:30, and 6:30.
You know, I believe I did hear bells, but I thought it was the icicles breaking in the shower. Huh? Here, look, take this $10 bill. I insist. That's a good fellow, huh?
Well, if you insist.
I do. And people say that New Yorkers don't care about their fellow man. I'll never forget your good deed.
And don't forget the time I did it. 4:30, 5:30, and 6:30.
Where have you been?
Nowhere. Which is where I was all afternoon, if the police should ask you. Remember that, Wheezy? I was nowhere. Right here.
That's right, Louise. He was here helping me with a crossword puzzle all the time.
Thank you, Mumsy.
In fact, he did the whole thing.
Don't overdo it, Ma.
This is crazy. George, you've got to go to the
Lionel and Jenny. Where you been?
Well, we're gonna go to the movies, but it's too much of a hassle.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the storm is getting worse. We'd be giant snowballs by the time we reach the theater.
Well, I'm glad you decided to come home, because I got something to see you about, Lionel.
That's what I was afraid of.
Face up to it.
Don't worry, ain't no big deal.
It's not?
Look, I just want you to do a little something for me. You know that gypsy friend of yours,
Petrolingo?
Yeah, that sounds close enough. Well, I want you to go over to this place and tell him I got a special job for him.
What kind of a job?
A confidential job. I want him to bang out a dent I got in the fender of the van.
You got a dent in the fender?
Yeah, and I also want him to fix the parking light.
George,
hush,
I still...
Hush up, Wheezy.
Let me get this straight, Pop. You're telling me to get the fender fixed, and you're going to pay for it?
That's right.
Well, Lionel, you
hush up, Jenny!
Oh, yeah, and if Petrolingo asked you how it happened, would you mind telling him you did it?
You can't make Lionel take the blame, George.
Hey, that's okay, Mom. I don't mind.
You're a good son, Lionel. A good son. Oh, here's $150 for the gypsy. And tell him if he does a good job, I'll buy him an empty store.
You got it.
Well, Lionel, you can't have your father.
Don't ask questions. Hi, Ralph. Bye, Ralph.
Hi, Mr. Jefferson. Goodbye, Mr. Jefferson. Hello, Mr. Jefferson, sir.
What is it, Ralph? I'm kind of busy right now.
Yes, I know that, sir. I said that to myself. Mr. Jefferson's a busy man, yet he can still find time to do a thing like this.
A thing like what?
Your husband's a remarkable man, Mrs. Jefferson, ma'am.
He's one of a kind, all right.
What's the matter, Ralph?
Oh, nothing, sir. I just want you to know how much I appreciate that $200.
$200? What $200?
The $200 Mr. Bentley told me you'd collected towards my dental bill, sir.
Oh, that $200.
Yes, sir. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, you don't have to thank me now.
Oh, but I do, sir. It means a whole new life for me. As soon as I can get that money.
And I suppose you want the check right now.
Well, if you don't mind, sir, then I can make the appointment. You're a good Samaritan, sir.
How come you never told me you were collecting for Ralph?
You know me, Wheezy. I don't like people knowing how generous I am. Here you go, Ralph. Good chewing.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Oh, and Mr. Bentley mentioned something about the $10 he gave you too, sir.
Oh, yeah.
God bless you, sir. Just think, from now on, when I smile at you, it'll be with your teeth.
George, you're just digging a hole for yourself with all these silly alibis.
I think they're very good alibis.
I know that man in the hospital is a gangster, but what you are doing doesn't make it right. It's bad to cover things up.
He's doing it for you, Louise, and his poor old mother.
George, you've got to tell the police.
I know. I guess I've known it all along. I gotta turn myself in.
It's the only way, Mother Jefferson.
Hello, police. Give me the hit and run department.
Pop, I gotta talk to you.
Hold it, Lion. I'm on the phone. Yeah, I'm hanging on. Did you go to the gypsies already?
No, not yet. Lionel has something important he has to tell you first, Mr. Jefferson.
You haven't been yet?
No, you see,
Pop. Don't go.
Huh? Listen, Pop, I've got a confession to make. You didn't dent the fender on the van, I did.
Say what?
Well, Lionel did it, but it wasn't his fault. It was this guy who was trying to help him park.
You put a dent in the fender?
Yeah.
And you smashed the parking light?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but...
What? Is this Radio City Music Hall? What's playing today? It ain't. Why'd you answer the phone? Wonderful, Lionel. You smashed up my van. That's terrific. Ain't that the nicest thing you heard all day, Weezy? Lionel did it. Thank you, son.
Oh, that's wonderful, Lionel. Wonderful.
Oh, you got a good boy there, Jenny.
I'm real glad you're taking it this way.
Yeah, I mean, I wish my folks were always this understanding.
What happened was this dude was trying to pull up.
Yeah, but he thought Lionel was trying to park.
See, George, it's always best to admit things. If Lionel hadn't owned up to smashing the van, you might have been in big trouble.
Yeah, you're right. You smashed the van and you admitted it. Hold it. You smashed up my van? What were you doing in my van? I thought I told you not to use the van.
But Pop...
Don't butt pop me. This is coming out of your lounge.
I told you so.
Every red cent. That'll teach you to cover things up. All right. I'll let the insurance company pay for it. This time.
Thanks, Pop.
But from now on, no more lies.
You're right. As a matter of fact, I'm going to call the insurance company myself and tell them it was all my fault.
Oh, no, you ain't. You don't know how to go about it. I'll tell them. I'll tell them a snow truck backed into my van. Hey, maybe I'll sue the city.
You can't do that.
Yeah, you're right. The way New York is now, I'll probably never collect. I probably got more money than the city.
Was your mother talking yesterday, or did you really shovel snow off stoops when you were a kid?
Sure I did. I got a lot of jobs from people just because I was small and cute. I used to go home and pray that I'd stay small.
Too bad you didn't pray to stay cute.
How much did they give you for doing that?
Oh, I got a dime a stoop.
A dime? Is that all?
Is that all? Do you know what I could get for a dime in those days?
What?
For a dime, I could get me some jelly beans, licorice sticks, jawbreakers, right sugar daddies, right, and a big kid to do all the shoveling for me.
Jefferson's was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.